From NPR News in Washington, I'm Winter Johnston. Political candidates across the country are squeezing every last opportunity to campaign with 3 days left before the midterm elections, and they're getting help from Democrats and Republicans in Washington. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports both parties use weekly media addresses to drum up voter support.
President Obama is targeting his message to a group who tends to vote Democratic, women.
The simple truth is, when women succeed, America succeeds. And we should be choosing policies that benefit women, because that benefits all of us.
Those policies, Obama said, should include equal pay for women and paid family leave. In the GOP's weekly address, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said the key to unlocking inaction in Congress is to vote Republican.
A new Republican majority wouldn't mean we'd be able to get everything you want from Washington, but it would mean we'd be able to bring the current legislative gridlock to a merciful end.
McConnell added a new Republican majority would focus on improving the economy. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.
Canada has decided to ban travelers from the three West African countries at the heart of the Ebola outbreak. The order doesn't affect Canadians returning home from the region, but as Danielle Capelli reports from Toronto, the move is drawing criticism.
Ottawa has stopped issuing visas to travelers from Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, saying it's a precautionary move to protect the health of Canadians. But it goes against the advice of the World Health Organization, which says travel bans are not effective at stopping epidemics, and violates an international treaty Canada had a hand in negotiating after the 2003 SARS outbreak that said countries wouldn't punish affected nations out of concern it could encourage a lack of transparency. The SARS epidemic spread to Toronto, which was hit with several travel bans. And at the time, the government denounced the move as unnecessary and ineffective. Australia has also banned travelers from the three West African countries. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Capelli in Toronto.
Snow fell across parts of South Carolina today, downing power lines and tree branches. The National Weather Service says this is the earliest snow on record in the Columbia area by 8 days. Meteorologist Bruce Sullivan says snow could be on the way for parts of the Northeast as well.
That same storm system that's bringing some snow to the Carolinas could bring some significant snows to parts of the interior New England.
Sullivan says there could be some significant snowfall at higher elevations in North Carolina, as well as parts of Tennessee and Virginia. It's that time of year again. Daylight saving time begins at 2 a.m. Sunday morning. Most of the country will turn clocks back by 1 hour. This is NPR News in Washington. A Spanish nursing assistant who recovered from an Ebola virus infection has left the isolation unit where she was being monitored and moved to a normal room. Officials in Madrid say the hospital staff no longer needs to wear protective outfits while treating her. Teresa Romero tested positive on October 6th, but was declared cured of the virus 15 days later. And the dog quarantined because of fears of Ebola is now free. After 3 weeks in isolation, Bentley has been reunited with Nina Pham, a Dallas nurse who recovered from Ebola. A Ukrainian military spokesman says 6 government soldiers were killed in the past 24 hours while fighting Russian-backed separatists in the country's eastern provinces. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the fighting comes on the eve of a disputed election.
Despite a ceasefire, fighting still rages around the rebel-held city of Donetsk. Separatists are holding a vote on Sunday to name a prime minister and parliament. Ukraine, the United States, and European leaders say the vote is illegal, but Russia has said that it will recognize the results. The fiercest fighting is taking place around the Donetsk airport, which separatist fighters are trying to capture from the Ukrainian army. Some polling places will be close to the fighting, and it's unclear how many people will turn out to vote. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Donetsk.
An experimental Chinese spacecraft successfully returned to Earth today after flying around the moon. The so-called Little Flyer landed in Inner Mongolia. The 8-day mission is China's first unmanned trip to the moon and back. This is NPR News.